Madhyalila, Chapter 6. All glories to the moon-like Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He is the fully independent Supreme Person, always engaged in pastimes. All glories to his pure eternal activities. All glories to the devotees of Lord Gauranga, who is the Supreme Lord of all lords, the Lord of the universe, the Supreme Controller of all controllers, the direct manifestation of transcendence. All glories to the ecstatic dancing of the Lord's intimate and dear devotees. All glories to Lord Gaurachandra, the life and soul of every living entity. Please mercifully place your lotus feet in my heart. All glories to Lord Vishvambhar, the supreme benefactor of the universe. All glories to all the servants and devotees of Lord Gaurachandra. All glories to Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the life of Sri Paramananda Puri, and the dearmost object of Swarup Damodar. All glories to the Lord, for he is the beloved master of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan, and of Jagadish and Gopinath. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is the Lord of Darpan Govinda. Please bless the entire universe by your merciful glance. Lord Gaurachandra was now performing his congregational chanting pastimes with Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and in this chapter I will describe Advaitacharya Prabhu's arrival. One day, Lord Chaitanya exhibited the mood of the Supreme Lord. He ordered Ramai, the younger brother of Srivas Pandit, "Ramai, go to Advaitacharya's house and inform him about my appearance. Tell him, the person he worshipped for so long, the person he wept for, the person he fasted for, that same Supreme Lord has now appeared. He has appeared to distribute knowledge of loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord. So come immediately and meet him. Also tell him about Lord Nityananda Prabhu's arrival, but do it secretly and narrate to him everything you saw. Tell him to bring all the paraphernalia for my worship and come immediately with his wife." Ramai was happy being entrusted with Lord Chaitanya's orders, and remembering the Supreme Lord Hari, he left for Advaita Acharya's house. The whole way he felt very joyful. He did not know the way, yet his only treasure were Chaitanya's instructions. Somehow, by divine guidance, he arrived at Advaita Acharya's house. He offered his obeisance to Advaitacharya Prabhu, and being overcome with great joy, he could not speak. Advaitacharya Prabhu knew everything that was happening in Navadvip. This he could perceive because he was on the pure devotional platform. He spoke to Ramai Pandit, sweetly saying, "I know you have instructions to take me to Navadvip." Ramai Pandit folded his hands in respect and said, "You already know everything, so please come quickly with me." Advaitacharya Prabhu was completely in a blissful state of mind, transcendental to all his bodily sensations. Who is able to fathom the transcendental nature of Advaitacharya Prabhu? He is all-important, yet he speaks as if ignorant. Advaitacharya Prabhu then questioned Ramai Pandit, "In which scripture is it mentioned that the Supreme Lord Hari will descend to Navadvip in a human form for the redemption of the conditioned souls?" "O Ramai, your elder brother Srivas Pandit knows about my standard of devotion, renunciation, and self-realization." Ramai Pandit is well aware of Advaitacharya Prabhu's spiritual powers, so he remained quiet and smiled within. In this way, Advaitacharya Prabhu's transcendental pastimes are unlimited. They are a source of great joy to the pious, while they remain incomprehensible to the sinful persons. Again, Advaitacharya Prabhu inquired, "O Ramai, please tell me why you have come suddenly." When Ramai Pandit felt that Advaitacharya Prabhu was more tranquil, he delivered Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. "That Supreme Personality for whom you have wept so profusely, for whom you have performed continuous worship, and for whom you have accepted vows of fasting and austerity, that Supreme Personality has now appeared. He has come to distribute the love of Godhead, and he has now instructed you to come to him immediately. And please bring with you the proper paraphernalia for his worship, and also take your wife with you. Lord Nityananda Prabhu has also appeared. He is non-different from Lord Chaitanya, and he is your life and soul. You already know everything. What more do I need to say? And if I am fortunate enough, then I can see all of you together." When Ramai Pandit delivered his message, Advaitacharya Prabhu was in the grips of ecstasy, and he lifted his hands and began to cry. Suddenly, he fell unconscious, and everybody present was amazed. Shortly after he gained his external consciousness, and roaring loudly, he repeated, I have brought my Lord. And saying, the Lord has appeared, leaving his supreme abode of the Vaikuntha planets, also in answer to my prayers, he fell to the ground, weeping. The supreme and chaste wife of Advaitacharya Prabhu, Sri Sita Devi, respected as the mother of the entire universe, began to weep in great joy, hearing the news of the Lord's advent. Advaitacharya's son, Achyutananda, although he was a young boy, also wept in great joy, incessantly. The mother wept with her son, and all the friends and relatives surrounded them and wept with great joy. Advaitacharya's house was transformed into an abode of love of Krishna. Advaitacharya Prabhu tried to control himself, but he could not remain still. He swayed his body in slow motion, engrossed in thoughts of the Supreme Lord. He inquired from Ramai, what did the Lord say to me? Ramai replied, to come immediately. Advaitacharya Prabhu said that, listen, Ramai, if he is my worshipable Supreme Lord, then let him appear before me. To speak the truth, if he can exhibit his supreme opulence and place his lotus feet on my head, then I will know that he is the Lord of my heart. Ramai Pandit replied, O Lord, what power do I possess to speak? If I am blessed, then I can see you with these eyes. The Supreme Lord's pastimes, the Supreme Lord's desire is your desire, and he has incarnated because of you. Advaitacharya Prabhu was satisfied with Ramai's reply and immediately made preparations for the journey. He told his wife, make preparations immediately, collect the different paraphernalia for worship, and let us proceed. Sita Devi was a chaste and dedicated woman. She had full knowledge of the truth about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and appearance. She collected incense, garlands, scented oils, cloves, sweets, milk, yogurt, cream, butter, camphor, betel leaf, and nut for worship. Advaitacharya then left with his wife and Ramai Pandit. He reminded Ramai Pandit, do not tell the Lord that I have come. I want to find out what the Lord replies. I will hide in Nandanacharya Prabhu's house. Lord Vishvambar is the super soul residing in everyone's heart. He immediately knew Advaitacharya's plans. Understanding that Advaitacharya Prabhu had arrived in Navadvip, he proceeded to Srivas Pandit's house. All of Lord Vishvambar's devotees came and met by his arrangement at Srivas Pandit's house. The devotees were apprehensive and remained quiet, seeing the Lord in a contemplative mood. The Lord suddenly rose up, roaring like a lion, and went and sat on the seat of Lord Vishnu placed on the altar. He began shouting, Nara has come, Nara has come. I know Nara wants to test whether I am the actual Supreme Lord, the super soul within everyone's heart. Lord Nityananda Prabhu understands all of Lord Chaitanya's moods, so now he picked up the umbrella and held it over the Lord's head. Gadadhar Pandit, who was also perceptive to the Lord's moods, offered him camphor and pan leaf, and accordingly, all the devotees followed and offered their different ingredients of worship to the Lord. Some offered prayers to the Lord, and others rendered different services to the Lord amidst all these activities. Ramai Pandit returned. Before Ramai could speak, the Lord said to Ramai, Nara has sent you to test me. The Lord shook his head gently and said, Nara has come. Although Nara knows me well, yet he always tries to test me. He is here in Navadvip and has remained back in Nandanacharya's house and has sent you to test me. Go to him quickly and bring him here immediately. Ramai went back happily to Advaita Acharya Prabhu and narrated everything in detail to him. Advaita Acharya felt extremely blissful hearing the incidents that took place, and he came to Srivas Pandit's house considering his plans to be successful. Advaita Acharya wanted the whole earth to know that Lord Chaitanya was the super soul and the all-potent Supreme Personality of Godhead, and now the Lord himself had propagated this supremacy. Advaitacharya Prabhu and his wife approached the Lord, offering repeated obeisances from a great distance, and he was chanting hymns in praise of the Lord. Advaitacharya Prabhu was fully content now that he had seen the fearless lotus feet of his beloved Lord. He saw the Lord, the most beautiful personality in the entire creation. The Lord was so beautiful that in comparison, the beauty of millions upon millions of cupids seemed pale and ordinary. He was effulgent with a golden complexion, and his blissful face was beaming like millions of glowing full moons. And the Lord looked down upon Advaitacharya with great affection. Golden pillars were no match against the graceful and powerful arms of the Lord, and the ornaments that decorated his arms paled any gems. His breast was marked with the Srivat's mark, and the great kosha jewel hung loosely from his neck. From his ears dangled fish-shaped earrings, and he wore the Vaijayanti garland. His unlimited mighty power and brilliance outshone a million suns. Roma, the goddess of fortune, always serves his lotus feet, and Anantashesh holds the umbrella over his head. One is put to quandary to discern which are the Lord's nails and which are brilliant gems. He plays the flute in a most exquisite position, being bent in three places, a charming smile playing on his lips. Advaitacharya Prabhu saw everything shining all around the Lord. The Lord, his devotees, and the beautiful ornaments that decorated the Lord's transcendental form shone brilliantly. Further, he saw the four-headed Lord Brahma, the five-headed Lord Shiva, and the six-headed Lord Kartikeya were offering him obeisances. Narada Muni, Shukadev Goswami were offering him prayers with all reverence. An extremely beautiful lady, looking like Mother Ganga, was offering the Lord obeisances, seated on a chariot. All around, the demigods were offering eulogies and prayers to the Lord. Turning back, he saw that hundreds and hundreds of demigods were flat on the ground, offering their obeisances and repeating Lord Krishna's name. Advaitacharya Prabhu saw these most wonderful sights and lifted himself up from his prostrated position, being overcome with great awe and reverence. Big, many-hooded serpents stood with their hoods raised high, offering hymns and prayers to the Lord. In another direction, he saw many chariots and horses, elephants and swans, the carriers of the demigods. Uncountable wives of the demigods stood around with tears in their eyes, offering praise to the Lord and chanting Lord Krishna's name. There was not an empty space left either in the sky or on land. In another direction, all the great sages were offering chaste prayers to the Lord. Advaitacharya Prabhu and his wife were totally overwhelmed, and they stood there not being able to speak a word. Lord Vishvambar is the all-merciful Supreme Godhead. He looked at Advaitacharya Prabhu and said, I have descended to this earth because of your vow and your repeated devotional service and worship. I was resting on the ocean of milk, and your roaring woke me up. You are so merciful that you could not bear the sufferings of humanity, and so you have brought me here to alleviate their sufferings. All these demigods, sages, devotees, and associates that surround me have appeared in answer to your prayers. You have arranged for all living entities to see those great devotees whom even Lord Brahma is constantly thinking about. Advaitacharya Prabhu heard these wonderful words from the Lord's mouth, and lifting up his hands, he began to weep along with his wife. He said, Today my life has become successful. All my dreams and desires have been fulfilled. By seeing your lotus feet, my birth and all my activities have gained meaning. It is due to my unlimited good fortune that I can see in person a personality who even the Vedic literature has never seen, yet describes him with mere words. O Lord, I am incapable of anything. Everything is made up of your mercy, and who else but you can liberate the living entities? Advaitacharya spoke, and tears rolled down his eyes. The Lord said, Now, perform my worship. Having received the Lord's instructions, Advaitacharya Prabhu began to worship the Lord's lotus feet with great ecstasy. First, he washed the lotus feet with scented waters, then poured highly scented oil on his lotus feet. He dipped the Tulsi Manjari into the sandalwood paste and placed it on the Lord's lotus feet. Then he began to offer worship to the Lord with flowers, scents, incense, frankincense, and lamps, while tears of love flowed unrestricted from his eyes. He then offered the lamp with five flames and offered prayers along with it, and at the end everyone jubilantly glorified the Lord. He worshipped the Lord's lotus feet with 16 types of paraphernalia and then offered him again flower garlands, clothes, and ornaments. Worshipping the Lord strictly according to the injunctions of the Scriptures, he began to glorify the Lord with a verse. O my Lord, you are the well-wisher of the cows and the Brahmins, and you are the well-wisher of the entire human society and world. Advaitacharya Prabhu offered his worship with this verse, and then began to recite verses from the Scriptures in praise of the Supreme Lord. He prayed, all glories to the Lord of everyone's heart, Lord Vishvambar. All glories to Lord Gaurachandra, the ocean of mercy. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the source of all incarnations. He comes to prove that his devotees are always right. All glories to him who feels great joy beholding the exquisite beauty of Lakshmi Devi. All glories to the Lord who is decorated with the mark of Srivats and is decorated with the kosher gem. All glories to Lord Vishvambar who has propagated the chanting of the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna. All glories to him, for he manifests the pastimes of a pure devotee just to teach the living entities the process of devotional service and surrender unto him. All glories to Lord Mahaprabhu who lies on that bed of Anantashesh. All glories to the only supreme shelter of all living entities. O my Lord, you are Lord Vishnu, you are Krishna, and you are Narayan. You appeared as Matsya Kurma. You are eternal. You are Lord Varaha, and you are Lord Vamana in every millennium. You protect and maintain the Vedic principles. You are Lord Ramachandra, the life of Mother Janak, and the destroyer of all the demons. You appeared as Lord Nisringhadev just to protect your beloved devotee Prahlad Maharaj, and in that incarnation you slew his father Hiranyakashipu. You are the most sought after and precious jewel of the Vedas and the best of the Brahmins, and you appeared in Nilachala in your deity form to receive the worship of the living entities. The four Vedas search after you, but you have mercifully appeared here and hid yourself from the Vedas. O Lord, you are the most expert in hiding yourself, but your pure devotees are as expert in finding you and exposing you. You have invented to propagate the congregational chanting of the holy name of God. This is unprecedented in the entire creation. There is no parallel to you. The nectar from your two lotus feet satiates and intoxicates Lord Shiva and Parvati. Roma, the goddess of fortune, constantly serves these lotus feet with great attention. The Smriti and Purana Shastras glorify them. As Lord Vamana, you covered the entire universe up to Satya Loka with your lotus feet, and Bali Maharaj surrendered his life and soul and lay his head at your lotus feet. The holy Ganga emanates from your lotus feet, and Lord Shiva feels greatly fortunate to hold her waters on his head. Advaitacharya Prabhu is fully knowledgeable about the absolute and transcendental position of Lord Chaitanya. His intelligence is a million times greater than Brihaspati. Glorifying the Lord's lotus feet, Advaitacharya Prabhu was drenched in his own tears, and he prostrated himself before the Lord, seeking shelter under his lotus feet. Lord Gauranga is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul residing in every living entity's heart. He lifted his lotus feet and placed it on Advaitacharya Prabhu's head. When the Lord placed his feet on Advaitacharya Prabhu's head, all the devotees started glorifying the Lord with jubilant sounds of victory. They swooned with joy at this wonderful sight and rent the air with sounds of the Lord's holy name, Hari, Hari. The devotees went out of control. Some of them were rolling on the ground. Many of them were slapping each other boisterously. Others were embracing, and some just cried out loudly. Advaitacharya Prabhu and his wife had all their desires fulfilled because Lord Chaitanya had placed his feet on his head. Lord Chaitanya gave some instructions to Advaitacharya Prabhu. O Nara, see my glories and dance. Happy with the Lord's instructions, Advaitacharya Prabhu began dancing with great devotion. Someone started a sweet and melodious kirtan, and Advaitacharya Prabhu continued dancing ecstatically in front of Lord Chaitanya. At times his dancing became sprite, and at other times he danced gracefully with delicate movements. At times he felt very humble and went around holding a straw in his teeth. Sometimes he spun around, jumping in the air, and then falling down to the ground, began rolling. Then at other times he would breathe deeply and quickly and become unconscious with ecstasy. A variety of devotional moods overtook him, and he danced ecstatically, spontaneously reciprocating with the mood of the kirtan. Then finally he came and sat down quietly like a servile servitor of the Supreme Lord. It is impossible to communicate this inconceivable and transcendental pastime. Advaita Acharya Prabhu ran to Lord Chaitanya's side, and seeing Lord Nityananda, he buckled his eyebrows, and Nityananda Prabhu began to laugh. Advaita Acharya Prabhu replied, laughing, "It is wonderful that you are here, Nitai. Since a long time I had no trace of you, and now, if you want to go anywhere, then I will tie you up." Lord Nityananda laughed at Advaita Acharya Prabhu's demeanor, and though now they appeared in two different forms in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, they are the same personality. I have already discussed previously about how Lord Nityananda Prabhu was serving Lord Chaitanya in various ways and with great pleasure. He expanded himself in various forms, and in some forms he was describing the glories of the Lord. In other forms he was meditating within his heart on the Lord, and in another form he manifested himself as the Lord's umbrella and bed. And again in another he was singing sweetly the holy name of the Lord. Only the most fortunate can understand that in this incarnation, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Advaita Acharya Prabhu are non-different. In the course of their pastimes, whatever arguments or differences they had between them are all inconceivable transcendental behavior of the Supreme Lord. The manner in which they serve Lord Chaitanya with great ecstasy is similar to the mood of service of a Lord Anantashesh and Lord Shiva. And those ignorant persons who do not understand the purport of their quarrels and take sides, criticizing one and praising the other, such persons are destined to perish. Advaita Acharya Prabhu's dancing mesmerized all the Vaishnav devotees, and they experienced ecstatic joy. And when Lord Chaitanya instructed Advaita Acharya Prabhu to stop dancing, he immediately sat down, accepting the Lord's instructions with utmost respect. Lord Chaitanya then garlanded Advaita Acharya Prabhu with a garland from his own neck, and smiling said, "Ask for a boon, Advaita Acharya." Advaita Acharya Prabhu remained quiet, and Lord Vishvambhar insisted on his asking for a boon. Advaita Acharya Prabhu replied, "What more of a boon can I ask for? For what I wanted, I already have received. My heart's desire has been fulfilled, because I could have you as a spectator to my dancing. What more should I ask for, my Lord? I have seen you in person. That is all that matters. You know everything. You have seen everything with your transcendental treasures. You know what I want and what I do not want." Inclining his head to one side, Lord Vishvambhar said, "I have appeared because of you. I will propagate the chanting of the holy name in every home, so that the entire universe may dance, singing my glories. I promise that I will distribute freely to everyone the supreme love of Godhead, that devotional service that is worshipped and meditated upon by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and now by me." Advaita Acharya Prabhu said, "If you distribute love of Godhead, then give it also to the women, the sudras, the fallen and ignorant people, and those sinful persons who have become intoxicated with material learning, wealth and family, etc., and subsequently do not respect your devotees or the process of devotional service to you. Let them burn in the fire of hell, and let everyone else, including the chandalas, dance in ecstasy, chanting your holy name." The Lord roared loudly, appreciating Advaita Acharya Prabhu's words, and he said, "Everything you have said is true, and let the entire world bear witness that you are so merciful to the ignorant and fallen conditioned souls." While the low-class chandalas danced in ecstasy, chanting the Lord's name, the Brahmin scholars, like Bhatta, Mishra, Chakravarti, and others, could only criticize Lord Chaitanya. These atheistic scholars studied the scriptures and, thinking that they had mastered it, feel very proud within. This destroys their proper intelligence and understanding of the Vedas. And when these people criticize Lord Nityananda without understanding his transcendental pastimes, they invite their own doom. I have described in this chapter how the entire universe received love of Godhead by the mercy of Sri Advaita. The esoteric discussions between Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Advaitacharya Prabhu are all known to Saraswati, being the goddess of learning. She appears in the mouth of all the pure devotees of the Lord and sings the unlimited glories and pastimes of the Lord. I offer my obeisances at the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas, so that I may be cleansed of all my sins and offenses. Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, humbly offer this song at their lotus feet.